Andy Kennedy in studio with us. We're going to talk to him after Brownie tells us about our friends at Wayne's as we get into the Bud Light Hour here on the next round.
I've got something awkward to say about Andy as well. It may feel like...
Join the club.
I know. Who doesn't, right? You want that barefoot good summer lawn? Let Wayne's create your happy place. Call 866-WAYNES-1, 866-WAYNES and the number 1 to get on that EnviroLawn agreement that we all use here on the show. Use code TNR. The first month is free, and Wayne's can create that happy place. 866-WAYNES-1, 866-WAYNES-1. We tweeted that Coach was coming on the show earlier today, and Peter Burns, our mutual friend, said, "Tell Andy I miss his musk." Wow, I thought it was going to be an inside joke.
What does that mean?
Well,
I love Peter Burns, but I'm not real sure what that means.
That's what was said on the Anchorman. I miss your musk.
I miss your musk. Oh, okay.
I miss your what?
Musk. M-U-S-K.
Musk.
Your smell. Your manly smell.
That's still strange. Like, when you guys read that, you felt like... Oh, that explains it. That does not explain it to me, though.
I don't know what Burns...
Maybe Burns is just trying to be funny.
Right? I mean, for me, my dad, when I was growing up, my dad wore a aquavelva scent that I think was called musk.
Of course.
Yeah. But he had to beat the ladies off of him when that
one did with a stick. But but I think Peter was...
It's not a great name, huh? Musk.
Yeah.
It's not. Good. I agree. Yeah.
I can't believe
better
they made...
Better for a guy than a girl, though.
I would say so, for sure. I love Peter Burns. I was there with 2 years doing some studio work with Peter. Peter's fantastic. Great energy. Could be talking about something from like 3 weeks ago as we're overseeing a game and realizes he's talking about something that's not actually happening in this game, doesn't miss a beat.
doesn't miss a beat.
Just kind of, yeah. That's a true professional.
Just keeps rolling on. Hey, before we get to all the fun stuff, you got big news officially back yesterday with Jelly coming back for another year. You've hit the portal well. You've rebuilt this roster. You've kept some really good parts from a great year last year. What does getting this guy back mean to the piece of the puzzle that you're putting together there?
Well, he's the reigning conference player of the year. Only the second player in the 44-year storied UAB basketball history to be player of the year in the regular season, conference tournament MVP. You know who the first was? I thought for sure it was Steve Mitchell, but it's not. Oliver Robinson.
It was Oliver Robinson.
Yeah. Makes sense. Elite Eight team, yep. I think in 81-82. So... that's a long time ago. And for Jelly to be able to do that and sustain a level of consistency throughout, led the league in scoring, led the league in assists, shot over 40, led the league in three-pointers made over 40% of those, I think was third in the league in free throw percentage. I say all that to say his contributions were certainly very, very valuable. We encouraged him to go through this process. A lot of people were like, what's he doing? Why would he do that? Because it's really no downside. It's the only opportunity that you get to get real intel from professional personnel. And it'll be something they're not recruiting him. They don't really care if it hurts his feelings. they tell you the truth. And so he was able to get real intel now that he can work on moving forward to try to enhance his chances in the 23 draft. When he'll be eligible for it. So terrific to get him back. We got him. We got KJ Buffin. We got Trey Jemison. We got Taven Love and four of our top six guys back. Obviously, we lose Mike and Quan Jackson, Mike Earl, two guys that will always be very, very special to me and their play in helping us transition this program forward. We signed six, five out of the portal. Excited about those guys. I think the pieces fit. At least they do as I'm sitting here with you guys in May drinking a beer. It sounds great to me. We'll see how it works out in November, December. But I think our pieces fit, and I'm really excited to get this group together in June and start the work.
You know, all these athletes want their own brand, but only a certain amount can have their own brand. Jelly's got his brand. I mean, Barstool was behind this guy. He is the perfect fit for NIL. I'm sure he's capitalizing on this. I don't know how much you know about it. I don't know how much you guys can help with that. But he's perfect for it.
No, he does have his own brand. Number one, he's a dynamic player. Number two, Jelly in and of itself, I mean, is intriguing, correct?
Yeah,
If it was Jim Jelly Dunaway, I think, viewership would probably go up.
No, but like,
there was a time I had that name in Alabaster, by the way.
Welch's and Bama Jelly. I mean, all these jellies, they should flock to him.
You would think, I don't know how that's going. I mean, the NIL is crazy. Now, we're certainly involved. There's a compliance aspect, but I can't be out there procuring deals for him. But Jelly and I have a great relationship, man. He brings a lot of stuff to me. Hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? Hooters National, Barstool. There's a lot of national people that have inquired about him being a part of their brand. This is really a perfect time for him. And I've made no bones about it on this show multiple times. I'm a big proponent of NIL. I think there needs to be some guardrails so that we all understand what you can and can't do. Because right now I feel like we're flying blind somewhat. And people are going to certainly take advantage of the gray areas. And that's not going to change regardless of what the rules state. People are always going to live in the gray. As coaches, we're just trying to figure out what we can and can't do in trying to help our players.
This may be hard. Coach Andy Kennedy is in studio with us. This may be hard to kind of put into words, but
I
now
Rockstar still came over and got a little bit of my musk.
Yeah, Rockstar just wanted to smell it.
He was like, man, all this talk about the musk. I want to hop in on this.
I got to find out what that is.
So you are a good smelling man. I'll give you credit.
I got a face for radio, so I got to accentuate the positive.
There you go. Everyone had Dunaway with the first awkward comment. It ends up being this guy.
Well, Peter Burns technically was first. It was playing off Burnsy. Recruiting after you've made the tournament, how different is that once they've seen you in the tournament?
Well, it helps our profile. Yeah. Ultimately, we're just trying to expand our profile with the run that we were able to have. And everybody gets intrigued about championship week, March Madness. So all eyes on you to be able to cut down the nets. And really, more importantly than the finals game against Louisiana Tech, in which we led for 38 of the 40 minutes. Now, there was a little bit of drama somewhat in the second half, but we led that game pretty much throughout. The game that really kind of put Jelly on the radar and put UAB on the radar as it related to a national audience, like, man, this is a fun team to watch, was the semifinal game, the three overtime game against Middle Tennessee State.
It was phenomenal.
It was one of the most incredible games I've ever seen. Twitter is hilarious. I don't take it that seriously, obviously, but I do get a kick out of some of the comments that are made in a snide way, as long as they're not directed towards me, of course. But one of them was some dude tweeted on there, I think in regular regulation, it was 65-61, somewhere in there, way under. Yeah. So I've heard.
Right.
The Vegas
as you're told,
line.
Yes.
And so the dude was like, man, I was in the money, and the game ended up 102-98. So in regulation, it was 65-61. No.
That's why you never bet unders, man.
No, that's that game where you guys, and I don't know anything about basketball. You know that from coming on the show, but you go to that trap in the third overtime. And it was like Middle Tennessee had never seen a trap before.
Well, you know, it was a 1-3-1. We adjusted it because Trey Jemison, our only size presence at the basket, fouled out on the most bananas call ever. I won't call out the official.
It was who
missed the call. I checked with like 15 other guys. Yeah, he missed it. That fouled Trey out. Trey did not play 1 second of the overtimes. Yep. And then K.J. Buffin, our second biggest presence, fouls out midway through the second overtime. The thing that I remember, and again, I didn't even rewatch the game. Usually game's over, you rewatch the game, you self-evaluate, then you move on to the next opponent. But in a tournament setting, you know, we were playing for the championship the next day. So we immediately that night turned our attention to Louisiana Tech, who we were going to play 24 hours later for the championship. So I didn't even watch the tape until a few weeks after. And it was amazing to me the swings where it looked like no way Middle's going to win.
That's right.
No way UAB's going to win. I mean, they were such peaks and valleys. We were down 6 without the ball with 35 seconds to play in the second overtime.
Wow.
No, so, I know. It was crazy.
All of those things, I think, kind of created this storyline that was intriguing to people.
Yeah.
Most especially, everybody loves the Cinderella story in March. And we kind of, you know, had a taste of that. Unfortunately, then we get into the selection Sunday. And I had two things that I was really hoping for because Trey, you know, we didn't even say this publicly. I don't know if I've ever said it publicly, but Trey had a tear of his MCL in the Louisiana Tech championship game. You know, you see Chris Middleton, and I don't want to compare MCL tears. They're all sprains, you know, grade 1, grade 2, grade 3. But he had a grade 2. It was pretty significant. And you can brace it. You don't do surgery like an ACL. You can brace it, and it's about pain tolerance and mobility, and you can try to play. Well, Trey obviously wanted to play in the NCAA tournament, but he was certainly less than 100%.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was hoping – I knew that going into Selection Sunday. Like, this thing, you know, we don't even know if he's going to be able to play. I was praying for Friday – You know, because right. we had just played three hard games in 3 days. Selection Sunday is obviously on a Sunday. You could play Thursday in the afternoon, or you could play Friday night. So we did get the Friday night. I was wanting a locale closer so our Blazer fans would have an easier travel opportunity than Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. But that didn't happen. But then I was hoping for a West Coast opponent. I did not want to see Houston pop up on the screen. and I honestly was surprised because I thought they would be in the 3-4 range.
Right.
They should have been.
Yeah.
In hindsight,
yeah. That was a top five.
Good team,
it's
man.
A top five. And yeah. style of play, man. Basketball is the ultimate matchup game, and you don't want somebody that does what you do, and you certainly don't want somebody that does what you do better than you.
Yeah.
You know, they're just better yeah. at it than we are. So I was a little concerned going into the game, but hoping that we could knock down shots and that they would miss a few, and unfortunately the reversal was what transpired.
And as I watched the season last year, I thought Houston was one of the better rebounding teams.
The best offensive rebounding team in the country.
At both ends of the floor, but especially offensively, so that makes it tough. Andy Kennedy in studio with us, more with him. Part of the show being brought to you by our friends at GutterCap. Protect that big investment, your home. I'll talk to Andy about a new build they have on the south side for his basketball program after you tell us about GutterCap.
Yeah, cap it, don't snap it. GutterCap's a patented aluminum cover system, fits over most existing gutters. It will keep the debris out, eliminate gutter cleaning forever. It's back with a lifetime warranty. Write the number down. Call my good friend Chris Stewart today, 205-823-2212. Stay off dangerous ladders forever. You don't want to get on the roof. You slip, you fall, you snap the neck and die. You're no good to the wife or kids. Right now, 45% off the retail price. GutterCapBirmingham.com or 823-2212.
You came and visited us at our other place.
This thing is really checking a lot of boxes for me. I need gutters.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
You got beer and you need gutters.
Here's what's crazy. I get a beer. I need some gutters. I as a basketball coach, people don't understand. It's a great way to make a living. You know, every day I'm challenged and nothing is the same, and it's awesome. However, a lot of the things around the house get neglected for about 6 months out of the year. Well, now the month of May is the best month to be a basketball coach because you don't have any games. Really, if you've done what we've done, your roster's somewhat set. You've got guys graduated and eligible. You've got the newcomers. You know, everything is kind of cool right now. You know, you can kind of slip away here and there. But you also have a lot of stuff you got to catch up on around your house. Gutters, for me, is at the top of the list.
We got you hooked up. So I will give you the digits before you leave today.
Fantastic.
Wait till he hears our next
one. Yeah, wait till you hear about Dr. B in just a second. I'll let you think about what that is.
Well, I am thinking about it.
Okay, just a lay of the land. We don't take a lot of calls. We take chat room comments over here. That's the chat room that's live there with all of our video platforms. You see the TVs and stuff, the kegs. We'll give you the tour of the rest of the place. But you just had a building down on the south side where you got a practice facility, basketball only for men's and women's. And, you know, we talk all the time. Stadiums and arenas are fine, but the student athlete doesn't spend all the time in the stadiums or the basketball arena. They spend a lot of time in practice facilities and locker rooms. How big was that for your program?
It's huge. You guys know. I mean, this is a beautiful facility, and this is where you do your work day in and day out. It needs to be efficient. It needs to be where you can maximize time and opportunity, and that's what a practice facility does for us. People forget, Bartow Arena is a very serviceable arena. We need to make some transformational change to it, and there's major talks underway as we speak to renovate it and create more amenities for our fans to make it more fan-friendly to watch a game. But the practice facility for us, it allows us to do our jobs more efficiently. Bartow Arena houses men's basketball, women's basketball, and our volleyball team. So literally throughout the course of the year, you got three sports in season. You're pinched for time. Our kids also are student athletes. We've got freshmen to post-grads. So their schedules are different based on the curriculum. So it was sometimes difficult to figure out a time that worked for all of our guys that didn't conflict with their academic goals. This eliminates all of that. It allows us to have 24/7 access. It really allows us a space where our guys can get in and work. And fortunately for us, one of the main criteria that we look for is guys that like basketball. I understand sometimes I'm going to have to chase you to English class, you know,
right.
our history. I get all that. Well, I don't like school, coach. Well, who does? Sign up. I mean, come on, man. Get in line. None of us like school.
That's
like
right.
School. Are you kidding me? Unless you're a tenured professor, and then school's pretty good for you. But everybody else is not real happy about school. But do you like ball? Or do you want to work on your game? Well, now we have an opportunity, number one, from a recruiting aspect to show, hey, man, UAB is serious about this. We've spent this money. This is nice. And number two, it gives you an opportunity to get in and get better.
Yeah, so if I want to go shoot on my own, away from organized practice, I can go do my key card, and yep. I can go shoot at 10 o'clock at night if I want to.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Andy Kennedy's with us as we roll on here. Dr. B is the guy LT's going to tell us about. We'll take a quick break when we come back. More with Andy Kennedy. In fact, Andy, LT's got a list for you of off the
And I've got a hypothetical question for you, too. We can't ask those to Nick Saban, so we'll ask them to
He
you.
Does not like Rockstar's hypothetical questions.
I said yesterday I wasn't going to wear a hat.
You did you say did you were say not going to wear a hat.
I forgot we were going out to the tournament, though. I remember the sun, how bad it was on Wednesday, so I wore it. Anyway, with age, for most comes a little hair loss. I asked around. Everyone said Dr. Beckenstein is the guy you need to call. Set up that consultation with Dr. B and his team. They performed genetic testing to determine the best course of treatment. It is cutting edge. Dr. B, the only one in the state offering it. He can target an individual's treatment based on their genetics, formulate compounds and prescriptions to their profile. This is a game changer. After I got my results, me and Dr. B had a virtual meeting to go over my options. We chose the non-invasive laser treatment, which I did from the couch last night. It will help increase the thickness and health of my hair. Excited to see those results in the next few months. Dr. Beckenstein takes pride in treating each patient personally, applying expertise to produce quality results. For more than 20 years, women and men have turned to Dr. B for a range of cosmetic and reconstructive procedures. He will use that experience in his advanced training to help patients fully understand the procedures they are considering. Call Dr. Beckenstein today, 205-319-0316. That's 205-319-0316, and tell him the next round sent you.
B. Rich, who's up in Huntsville watching the show today, wants to know, Butta Johnson, what's he bringing to the table for you?
Another terrific name, first and foremost.
Yes.
Number two,
we got a butta and a jelly.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
A perfect. Yeah. Kids are going to be a great player, I think. We don't recruit a lot of high school players anymore, just based on the dynamics of our job and our situation and what we feel is best for our program. Butta was the only guy that we even offered in the high school class. He was somebody that we zeroed in on early. He's a combo guard. He's got size. He's got athleticism. Comes from a storied program at Grissom High for the great Jack Doss, who's been around forever.
Sleeves rolled up and all angry looking.
Yeah, still very angry looking. Yeah. And so we're really excited about him. We think he's got a tremendous future and can't wait to get him on campus soon.
Yeah, back in the Sun Belt days when UAB started basketball, Coach Bartow, they had to go against Peanut Butter and Jelly, the guards from South Alabama.
That was during my time, ironically
Jeff
enough.
Hodge and...
Junie Lewis.
Junie Lewis.
Yep.
Jeff Hodge is a Birmingham guy. Junie Lewis actually made the Utah Jazz roster. Got into a altercation with John Stockton, mistake, and was then released.
We know he didn't pull his shorts down because they were too tight back then. AK stays with us. Got a list from LT coming up. We've got a T-shirt for you that's the green and gold next round state one that I promised you years ago.
Fantastic.
You had one ready for me, but I like that one better.
Yeah, I've got one of these too, guys.
Yeah, we want the CUSA championship trophy on there. AK stays with us for another segment in studio right here on the next round. Another segment with Andy Kennedy in studio, our longtime friend. And back when I had hair, I covered Andy down on the south side, and glad that he still talks to me all these years later. Rockstar in the Lounge, as we do every Friday with our Bud Light beers, coming up in the next segment as well. Rockstar will sing us into the weekend. Part of the show right here being brought to you by Rockstar's Guy. It's Adam Mestre.
It's Adam Mestre. Did you know Adam is a third-generation realtor? He was born and raised in Birmingham, so he knows the area. You want a guy like Adam to find a house for you? Why rent when you can buy? Buying a home is the largest financial decision you will make, so make sure you are using an agent that you can trust to help walk you through the process. Whether you're a first-time homeowner or looking for your forever home, you know, Adam can help. Call Adam Mestre for a free home evaluation at 205-422-0589 or visit MDRealtyLLC.com. At MD Realty, we make house calls.
All right, that's all the serious stuff with Andy. It's time for your list.
Yeah, can I do a hypothetical first?
Yeah. He does not mind answering.
So I know that you love the nucleus you've got coming back. You referenced Chris Middleton, Bucks guard earlier, so you watch NBA, obviously. If I could give you one NBA player you can take any to add to your roster next year, do you think you could win the national championship, and who would it be?
Yes, Giannis.
He'd be a tough guard.
I heard him combine. He's Kevin Garnett, Kevin Durant, Kobe Bryant, and Shaq all together.
I would take any one of the top three, and all three of which are foreigners, which I think should be a little concerning for the mindset of American basketball. The three best players in the league, in my opinion, are Giannis 1, Joker 2,
yep.
Luka 3. I think if you were starting a franchise right now, those guys would go 1, 2, and 3 in that order. And they're all foreigners. How about that?
And they're all skilled and they're all big. Luka's a big point.
Exactly. I love the NBA. I don't really watch it as much during the regular season because I'm so inundated with college basketball and with scouting and preparing your team. I still watch the SEC. I still watch my friends, but I don't really get into the NBA until our season is done and then they're gearing up for the playoffs. And I love it at this time of the year.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Yes, with Giannis, even I could not mess that up. Blazers to the national championship.
He won a championship with the Bucks.
Yeah.
Okay, Atari or Intellivision growing up?
Atari, of course. Intellivision, I don't even know what that is. We didn't have that in Louisville, Mississippi. We didn't even really have fiber cable till the mid-'80s.
Yeah, we were Atari 2600, and Intellivision was kind of the uppity kids.
Oh, yeah. 2600. What was
I
Atari
never even heard of it.
Yeah. The 2600 was the original joystick. Yeah.
And the paddles? Do you have the paddles, too?
I don't know if they had the paddles or
you
not.
Played Pong?
Maybe for Pong.
Yeah, remember Pong?
Yeah, it was pretty easy. I remember the whole baseball. I grew up, baseball is the first sport you're really exposed to in small-town Mississippi, Little League, Dizzy Dean.
Right.
And so I was big into baseball when I was young, and the whole baseball Atari game was the bomb.
Yeah.
You'd spend hours doing that. Had like one pitch.
Okay, the next couple of questions pertain to your overseas career.
Okay.
Better coast, Greece or Spain?
Spain.
Really?
I lived in Valencia, which is just below Barcelona, right on the Mediterranean. Unbelievable. And it's the best basketball league I played in. I played in the ACB. They really care. It's like good college basketball. They care about it over there. This was, again, you got to understand, this was in the early 90s. So I had a Yugoslavian coach, didn't speak English. He was into two-a-days, carrying bricks up hills.
Things,
things that I'm not sure the jelly would be into if I tried to implement tomorrow.
Did you ever take a boat to Ibiza?
Yeah, no, I did not. But I have been on the Greek Isles.
Okay.
Because I was in Greece. But I was downtown. It was right after the Persian Gulf War.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard for an American to hail a cab. Let's just say that.
Ooh,
they were not happy with us in the early 90s.
Okay, better looking women, the Netherlands or Puerto Rico?
Oh, come on, bro. Puerto Rico.
Come on, bro.
Unless you're into wood shoes.
Dunaway's got this weird foot thing.
But not if you've been walking around and getting splinters.
Wood shoes, yeah.
Okay, Gladiator or Braveheart, better movie?
Ooh, tough one. Gladiator by a hair.
I agree with you. I think it is really tough.
Yeah.
Okay, tougher coach to play for, Jim Valvano or Gene Bartow? And by tough, you know what I mean.
Yeah, you know what? I obviously had a better experience with Coach Bartow. Neither one of them were super tough. I didn't play as much for Jimmy V. Think about how stupid I was. And trust me, I get it back tenfold every year. I came in thinking, okay, I was the Mississippi Player of the Year. High school All-American, play on an ACC tournament championship team, and I was playing behind a guy named Vinny Del Negro. I was a freshman. He was a senior.
Worst haircut, and I was like, man,
I'm better than him. He played 12 years in the NBA.
Worst haircut in basketball, though. He had the straight-up butt cut.
No, he had the big flock. Remember, he had the part down the middle and the flows?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
The butt cut.
Yeah.
And a little bit of... didn't he have
a little mullet? Corgiani had the mullet, too.
Yep.
Yeah. If we're going into
Corgiani Monroe came the year after Gugliotta. Yeah. They came the year after.
What do you think? I still see Gugliotta running around Atlanta.
What do you think of Ray Romano playing Jimmy V in the movie coming up?
I think it's a great call. I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, I hope it's not a hatchet job. And I think the Valvanos are involved in the production, so hopefully it's not like Winning Time. You know, do you watch the HBO series?
I do,
and it's entertaining. And
it
I'm
is
sure
entertaining,
that's the whole thing.
Yes.
But Jerry West is not very entertaining.
Well, there's Del Negro right there.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Del Negro looks more like Adrian Brody than Adrian Brody looks like Pat Riley.
He's got a little of Chris Collinsworth's kid in him too.
Yeah, Jack
Collinsworth. Yeah.
Okay, bigger personality. Marshall Henderson or Bob Huggins?
Oh, Marshall Henderson for sure. Huggs has got a personality, but he doesn't seek it. Marshall is seeking it at every opportunity. The whole jelly phenomenon this year, I was prepared for that somewhat because of the Marshall mania. What Marshall Henderson, he was really, pardon the pun in the booth, but he was literally a rock star when Marshall was going through his incredible run.
Is he playing overseas right now?
He's finished playing. He's actually coaching.
Yeah, he's at Ole Miss, right?
No, he's a junior college assistant. He was. He came back as a grad assistant. And now he's pursuing his coaching endeavors.
Last thing you Googled.
How to get to the next round? How to get to the Blue Lake Center?
Exactly. Google Maps got me here, and I actually missed the turn. You guys need to improve your map imaging. I actually missed the turn when I was coming off. What is it, Colony Parkway?
Yeah.
Missed the turn. Had to do old Huey.
Sorry,
that's right.
What about before that?
You know what? It was something I did this morning. Probably ESPN. Like I get on my kids, my personal children, Megan 25, Caitlin 22, and I get on my players all the time about being addicted to the phone. But the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning is I go right to, hey, what have I missed in the 6 hours I've been asleep? And I go right to Twitter and just kind of see the nonsense. And I go right to Luka Statline, big Luka Doncic fan.
Last thing you dressed up as at Halloween, and when was it?
Oh, goodness. I'm not a big get out of my lane. Probably, and this would be considered, you know, I did the whole Randy Kennedy thing, the alter ego. Are you guys familiar?
No, but
you should be. You should Google that. I did a whole. Remember the Brad Lowe.
You did this on the SEC Network one time, didn't you?
Correct. Yeah. We did it as like a promotional thing for season tickets, and I kind of carried
it out. That, yes.
We did the Brad Lowe alter ego. What was that? It was like the TV thing. You guys remember? You don't really remember.
Yeah, I remember like now. The ticket giveaway.
No, it was a real thing. So I did like this Randy Kennedy, and I had a wig and a mustache. And
I remember that.
The real tight bike coaching shorts, which all coaches had back in our day.
And the whistle, and
the knee-high socks. I did that whole thing, and we did a
Russell cornered the market on those biking shorts.
They did, yeah. Not very comfortable.
Okay, better Patrick Swayze movie, Roadhouse or Point Break?
Again, a tough one. I'm going Roadhouse because of the blonde. I don't remember. I think Swayze was okay, but
Kelly
the blonde.
Lynch.
Kelly Lynch.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. If you don't know it's spring on the calendar, AK's reminding us that it's springtime in the South right now.
He pinned her against the barn wall, too.
I remember. I do remember.
Okay, and last meal on death row, what would you go with?
We hope we never find you there.
Yeah, it's a possibility.
I'm a
big Italian guy, so probably anything Italian, chicken parm, if it was really good. Chicken parm's hard to find at a good place. Chicken parm, I'm a spaghetti guy, believe it or not. I know that sounds bland, but over steak or anything else, I'd probably do that. Or just maybe 14 donuts. I have a donut obsession, and I stay away from them. But if I was going right to death row, I'd say I may throw caution to the wind.
Birmingham has a surprisingly good Italian restaurant scene.
I agree.
For Deep South City?
I thought you were going to say donuts.
Yeah, I agree. I went last night. Have you guys been to Tre Luna?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Really good.
Really good. Authentic Italian.
Yeah.
Good.
That's all I got.
That's the list today with Andy Kennedy. Man, now that you know how to get here, come back anytime.
That's awesome. Yeah, thank you guys. I appreciate it, man. Enjoyed it.
Do you have you got camp info yet? You want to promote your camps?
We've got the World Games on our campus. I don't know if you remember, but
I do remember.
And so they're using
Bad question
about
me. I'm sorry.
Right now, we don't really have a lot of dates.
Okay.
The whole camp scene thing, because of the World Games and security, it's going to be a little, a lot.
That's on me. I'm sorry.
You have...
It's all good.
You're now the sixth person in the last 10 days that have sort of told me the same thing. I've asked them about something this summer, and they're like, you know, we've got the World Games, so we can't do this, or we can't do that.
Well, they're using our facility, and God bless, but, you know, it does, you know, change our dynamic a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Andy Kennedy, UAB. We're going to tell you when we get closer to basketball season some things we have going on with that program this year. But go ahead and get your season tickets because it's going to be a special year. Conference USA champs last year into the NCAA tournament. We'll put pressure on Andy by saying this team is better.
It is better.
Than
it
that
better.
Team right there.
I think more talented. We'll see how the pieces come together, but excited about the future of Blazer basketball.
Yeah, so don't just jump on the bandwagon in March. Ride them through October, November, December, January, February, March, and get those tickets. Buy those season tickets because that helps them out as well. And we'll tell you about some exciting stuff we have coming up with AK and his program a little bit later. When we come back, Rockstar jumps in to the Roundtable Lounge, the show being brought to you in part, as always, by our friends at Bud Light. Always good to enjoy a good Bud Light. And remember to look for this logo right here by the pool on the golf course or at the golf this year. It's Bud Light Next, zero carbs, 80 calories, brewed for what's next, wherever you buy beer.